It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner on this beautiful, sunshiny Saturday morning here in the Heartland. And we have got a beautiful day lined up for Southern Iowa and a beautiful morning of talking about some amazing results. Just 1 week ago, the Albia Blue Demon track team took a host of young men up to the state track meet, including some junior high kids, and man, did they represent, and what an amazing week it's been for Albia, for those kids and their families, and the celebration that's been taking place, and rightfully so. Drake Relay Champions, and the flag event, the 4x400 meter team of Alex Schultz, Brett Leshen, Luke Sarver, Ryan Sarver, made school history by winning the Drake Relay Saturday night. The same four finished fifth in the 4x200 meter relay as well. And what an amazing journey. They went and represented our school, our community. All of Southern Iowa was represented well by our young men who went to the Blue Oval. We're going to talk with those guys, and they're going to stop by here today, all the guys that made it up to the Drake Relays, and get to talk to them about their amazing experience. Not only did they get the championship, like I said, in the 4x400, but the 4x200 finishing fifth in the state. Now, folks, that's not just fifth in Class 2A. That's fifth in the entire state. An amazing, amazing accomplishment for the 4x200. And then Alex Schultz running the 100 along with Hunter Weldon, just a sophomore. What a bright future that young man has ahead of him as a Blue Demon runner. And he finishes in the top 25 at the Drake Relays as well. You throw that on top of a junior high team with a couple of 7th graders, a couple of 8th graders that run the relays and finish there as well. Lots to look forward to. And you look back and you say, well, look at the investment that was put into that track, all the hard work that that went in by so many people. And now you get to see the fruits of that hard work, to have a physical track where your kids can go out and practice and participate, get their distances down, know their strides, know their points. It was so difficult before. The coaches were such under such a gun because they couldn't go out and show them what a 200 really looks like until they went to the first track meet of the season, and then you had to come back home and you couldn't replicate it. So what an amazing advantage it is for our kids today, and you couple that with the great experiences they're getting in the classroom. Lots to be proud of here in Albion. And you go across to Southern Iowa, you can say the same thing. And so a lot to be proud of. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk to Joe Judge, the tennis coach for the Albia boys tennis team. They're in Fairfield right now participating. And Fairfield, an outstanding tennis program over there, and they've got a beautiful day to play some tennis. He's got a great program. The kids really buy in, and I love Coach Judge, and he's doing a great job. And we're going to talk with him about the tennis team. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Janice Aldridge. She's got this place turned into a campground, and we're going to talk about what's going on out here at Community First Credit Union. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter.
Or
the insulator.
When adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, what a beautiful day we've got going on here in the heartland of America and right here at the Corner 34 and 5. Beautiful day to go camping, and they decided they're going to renovate the inside right underneath the George Red Fry mural, set up their campground. I couldn't think of a better place to camp out than under George Red Fry's beautiful mural right here at the Corner 34 and 5. But it's a beautiful day outside. Janice, what are you guys doing here on the inside?
I'm trying to keep the spirit of spring alive. It's time to start camping, get your fire rings out, get your tents ready, fishing equipment, coolers. It's that time of year. The weather's finally starting to cooperate.
I even see a two-wheeled vehicle that will help you get around the campsite in a hurry. So you guys are really setting the parameters up for us big boys to think about some of our big boy toys.
That's absolutely correct. And of course, with big boy toys, sometimes you also need a little bit of assistance with lighting. You know, it is dark at night at the campgrounds. So along with our camping scene, we have some lanterns that we are giving new members anytime they open a checking account. So we're very excited about that product. Very good lanterns, very bright. So you could maybe even be able to ride around that dirt bike in the middle of the night as long as you can hold your lantern.
Now, as one of your bosses, one of the thousands of bosses you have, the members here at Community First Credit Union, the members themselves can earn a lantern as well, because if they can tell others about the good things going on here, and they come in and set up a checking account, then they both the member, current member, and the new one get that lantern you're talking about.
That's absolutely correct. If you are an existing member, but you know someone that isn't, and you absolutely love us because we're wonderful here at the corner of 34 and 5, and you want to tell somebody, they come in, they open a checking account with us, we give them a gift as well as extending one to you for your generosity in helping us get a new membership.
Lighten the way to spring. I like the idea, but you know, this is a really good time. You look behind me, and you guys got this whole place decorated up, looking great, and all the windows on the inside decorated and painted up. It is a time where you start thinking about trading the vehicle in. You start thinking about an RV or maybe an ATV to get around the campsite. And this is, you know, days like today is the day when you know it really gets into your blood. And so, with interest rates as low as 1.99 on your car loans, you guys have not only made it inexpensive, but you made it easy, and anybody can give you guys a call even after hours.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. You know, the branches are only open till noon, but we do have the one branch at Venture, the Walmart location, that's open until 7 o'clock today, 4 o'clock tomorrow, as well as the call center. So if you can't make it to a branch, you can always call and someone's able to assist you.
Well, Janice, you guys are having fun. We're going to have fun. We're talking about the track team here in just a second. How cool is that, Drake Relay Champions?
It's very, very cool. I'm very excited. Very proud of our community. It's wonderful.
Well, get out here to the corner 34 and 5. Bring your pillow. We've got the tent up. We got the fire ring put up, and we're ready to have a camp out tonight. And I hope no one's lighting any matches in here because they don't need to, because we got lanterns to give away. All you have to do is come out and sign up and one of these free checking accounts. And if you're a member right now, grab your neighbor, pull them out here, and you both get one. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. Come right back. And we're going to come back and talk a little Albia track. Drake Relay tracks. When we come back to the corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
See what a smile can do. A helpful smile for you.
It's springtime party at the Albia Hy-Vee. This year's theme is A Taste of Hy-Vee. We have a sample fest featuring sliders, salmon, bratwurst, Toscano pizzas, Henning's blueberry cobbler cheese. We sample on Saturday from 11 till 5. So stop in for a sample.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase the Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Are you a truck driver that wants to be home every night? Chamness Technologies is looking for a Class A CDL drivers, heavy equipment operators, and diesel mechanics to work at our Eddyville facility. Competitive starting pay and excellent benefits are available. Applicants must pass a pre-employment drug screen and background check. To apply, call 515-325-6133 or visit us at www.workforcti.com. That's www.workforcti.com.
For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. See if we can catch up with our track guys this morning. And we're going to talk with Coach Joe Judge here in just a moment about his tremendous tennis team. But folks, I wanted to run through real quick with you just because I think it's so impressive when you look at really what was done by this group of young men and this track team. And then we don't want to forget what the junior high team has done, and I don't think I'm going to have a chance to talk with these guys this morning. We will get them on the air, but the 4x100 meter relay team for the junior high division, consisting of Tyler Stringfellow, Drew Winkie, Jer McInich, and Kay Kroll, Joe Berry, who is very, very fast, was an alternate for that group. The team finished second in their first heat with a time of 49.66, placing them ninth overall out of 32 teams. This time is the new 8th grade school record, surpassing, these are legendary names, Craig Buckingham, Bob Popson, Gary Gardner, and Steve Kuhn. These guys could flat out fly in 1970. This smashes a record that has been held since then. 49.9 was their time, and so these guys, they're really out there flying. They're gonna break a lot of records, and Coach Darren Helm is the guy that heads that up, that junior high program. And congratulations to those young men as well. But the boys at Drake Relays, they won the 4x400, and they did it in a time that a 2 seconds difference between them and the second place team. Folks, that is like a mile. And you think about what amazing feat that was, 3:19.59. That is what they won their heat by. And you think, well, gee, man, it's Christmas. There's just no way that those guys are going to go out and be able to handle that time and defeat that time. And that's exactly what they did. And when you look at the what's ahead of them, they got a chance here to go to the state relays and not only win state, which is, you know, what you'd have to expect. They're going to definitely be the returning champions. They're going to be the favorite. They can all stay healthy. But beyond that, when you look what's really at stake here, these guys, with a clap of hand each in the time, if you take their time on that 4x400, each of them just with a clap of a hand, that the time it takes to clap the hand, if each of them can improve their times simply by the clap of a hand, they have a chance to not only get the state championship, not only get the 2A state record, but also get the all-time state record, period, for the 4x400, and that is an amazing, amazing event. And that's something that will, they've already made history here, but that's something that they will have a chance to really be in the legacies of some of the greatest runners to ever run here in the state of Iowa. We'll see if we can catch up with Joe Judge here. I'm waiting for my board op. If Scotty can get me hooked up, let me know if we've got Joe on the line here. Just a reminder, today at 2 o'clock, let's check that. I think Coach just texted me. Coach Gary Gravert, his Albion Blue Demon team, this afternoon is going to be taking on Mid Prairie Wellman. It's going to be a great time there. They will be playing today. The soccer game today is at noon. The thing that they had originally scheduled, I think, a little bit later in the afternoon. But today at noon, the Albia soccer team is going to take the field, and they have a chance to go out and defeat, I believe, the fourth-rated Mid Prairie Woman. This soccer program, folks, we had Coach John last week and talking with him. Boy, they are really poised with the threats that they have up front. Shadalush, and we all know how quick he is and how fast he is and how strong he is. He presents a tremendous problem for the other team's defense, and the pressure is always on them. And then you take Caleb Gray and put him on the opposite side, and those guys absolutely can wreak havoc on another team's goalie and defense. And that pressure over a long soccer game really wears on the team. And then our midfield may be one of the best midfields in Class 2A. And so this soccer program, once again, has a chance, just like all the programs that you've seen this year in the on the boys' side, has a chance to go to state. And I know Coach Gravert's very proud of his young men. And when you listen to what he has to say about this group of guys, and you put a coach on the soccer field, a coach in soccer, you have to get it done in practice. You have to really build the team chemistry, because there are no timeouts. There's no chance to regather your guys and capture them and get them into the proper formations. And that is a big old field, and unless Coach Gravert swallowed a megaphone, you just do not have the ability to really shout out. You have to rely on your athletes to communicate and really join together and fill each other out and be as one. When you get that, then special things can happen, and that's what's happened in the soccer program. And so you can look at the athletes and say, hey, we got tremendous athletes, and they're really good. They can run up and down the field. But you also have to say these are guys that really buy into the team concept, and that's been true for some time in the soccer program. And why not again one more time to make a chance to go to the state here for the Albia soccer program? Tennis teams are doing fantastic. The golf teams are doing well. We're going to catch up with the coaches for both the the golf teams here in just a little bit, and talk with Mike Dewey and of course Marty Herms and the boys coach. These guys have been doing it well. The girls coming off an outstanding year. Coach Hermsen has one of the most historic programs in the South Central Conference. He's always fighting for a championship. Lots going on, though, around here in southern Iowa. And Jay Millbuddy, last week we had JDRF, and what a great night it was for them. Any idea on the results that have come in terms of the JDRF money from a week ago?
Wow, when your guests don't show up, you really have to be on your toes this morning, huh?
you got to be fast, like a track. You know,
do you want to talk about Stump the Chumps, or, you know, last Christmas, or, you know, anything else in the past, or?
Oh, you're funny, Millage. You're real funny.
Hey, we could talk about, I've got Pat Flaherty with me here, and we're going to talk to him in just a second. We're up in New Sharon, but we could talk a little bit about Friday Night Football, Friday Night Lights. We had a great meeting this week with Fox 15 and the Locker Room Show going live this year.
Well, hey, good stuff, and that's going to really put a big footprint on the radio station. And, you know, when you think about that, boy, that's tremendous, Joe. The breaking news here. When you think about that, you not only get the opportunity for our station to be recognized throughout the southern Iowa, but the kids to be celebrated, and that's a huge venue for our local kids to really have a chance to be celebrated and to be recognized, and the coaches and their programs. That's some really good stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, the Friday Night Lights Locker Room Show grows each and every year, and this year, you know, we're going to be adding TV to it, live TV, so we're looking forward to that. But, yeah, hey, I've got Pat Flaherty with me right now, and Pat, we're in New Sharon. Big day going on here in New Sharon.
Certainly is, Joe. This is their citywide garage sale, and people are coming in from all over. And one of the important things they're doing up here today is the food bank is trying to raise money to replenish their cupboards. Their cupboards are a little low on food up here, and they take care of a lot of people in New Sharon in this area with free food during the week, and they need to have people come in with some donations. If you want to bring up a bag of groceries, non-perishable groceries, just come on up to New Sharon, bring it up, or if you'd just like to bring a donation, bring it up so they can, like I said, put more food back in the cupboards and take care of. There's a lot of kids around this area that go without food, and they try to do their share up in New Sharon to take care of the kids in right in their immediate area. It's a beautiful day. A lot of things going on this weekend in the area. Bella Tulip Time's going on, and this is their first really nice day of the three. So there'll be thousands of people up there. There's a big flea market going on in Wetshear, the first one of the year. There'll be thousands of people there. So people are out and about on a beautiful Saturday morning. Come on out and do something. And if you want to do something good, bring some non-perishable food up to New Sharon to the food bank.
And take in all of these rummage sales up here as well, Pat, and the flea market in Wetshear and Pella Tulip Time going on. They've got some great weather today for their 2:30 parade and then also their parade after dark tonight. So, yeah, there's things are starting to heat up here, Jason, for summertime, not just in sports and in tennis and soccer terms and soon-to-be baseball, but also with just general activities going on.
Well, we got a campground here in the Corn 34 and 5. They've put up a tent, got a fire ring put up, and they're giving out lanterns. So if you want to be outside, you can stop inside and get your lantern and get back outside. You're right. It's about time Mother Nature showed up and turned the light switches on for beautiful weather, and let's hope we can hang on to it.
Oh, that's exactly right, Jason. And we look forward to all the summer activities that are going to be coming up. And, of course, the lakes get real busy, both Lake Rathbun and Lake Red Rock here, especially after the Memorial Day holiday, which is just a few weeks away. But, hey, did you want me to talk about Albia tennis?
You got the mic, buddy. I don't know if I can shut you up.
Well, Jason, we're hitting the ball well. We're working our backswings, and, we're getting it over the net. And, Albia tennis is continuing to make strides.
I think were you applying for the job?
Well, it's Joe Judge or Joe Millage, it doesn't matter. It's just we'll figure it out between the two of us. But hey, I'm sorry your guest didn't show up this morning, but hey, come on out, folks, to New Sharon. Watch here, Pella Tulip Time going on today, and thanks for letting me have a few minutes, my friend.
Hey, Jay Mill on location. All right, Joe Judge has gone on the line, and we'll catch up with him when we come back to the Corn 34 and 5. We're going to talk Albia tennis. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're going to go on the phone line all the way over to Fairfield, and we're going to talk a little Albia tennis. The real coach of the Albia tennis team, Joe Judge, is on the line. Joe, welcome aboard, buddy, on this beautiful Saturday morning. And what a great day to be playing some tennis and Fairfield with some great facilities over there. You guys got to be having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. We're just getting started. The weather is absolutely perfect. We're starting. This is a round-robin tournament, and we've got our Albia players playing Maharishi one team, so we got a pretty good challenge here in the first round. But I'm watching Carter Isley, first-year player, and he just hit two aces on his Maharishi opponent to start the match, so he's doing pretty well.
Coach, the tennis program has been outstanding for a long time. You've come in and done a really good job. The kids really buy into it. I think you make it a lot of fun for them, and one of the things I think I enjoy most about tennis is that You put in there the emphasis of doing your best and of course wanting to win, but you really relax it down for them so they can just have fun and go out there and truly do their best.
That has been the key to what success I've had. I want the kids to have as much fun with this as they can, take a little bit of the pressure off, and tell them they're out there for competing to win, but number one, they're going to have fun doing it, and that I do my best to try to instill the sportsmanship values of calling the lines the way they are. And one of the beautiful things about high school tennis is they've got the best officials in the state, and that's the players themselves.
Yeah, it really dials out the best in the kids. And what you find, I know you've been coaching for a long time playing the game. The kids really do a good job of that. They really do a great job of calling it fair, and very few times you find any disagreement in the calls made.
Absolutely. If you give them the expectation of and the standards of behavior that are expected, they will 99 out of 100 times do the right thing, and I'm willing to allow that one out of 100 calls to go, and if we're teaching them the good sportsmanship.
Well, Coach, you got a young Carter Isley that's come in, a guy that has been tremendous at so many different sports, a great athlete, a tough kid, physically a mature kid. But you have a whole lineup of guys that returned that were outstanding athletes, and you start with Hobie Hine. He's been a guy that's been a tremendous leader for the program. He's been out all 4 years, and he's developed each and every year. He's been your number one this year. Talk a little bit about Hobie in this year and how his
Well, he has really developed into an outstanding player. He always was playing probably a position higher than I would have liked him to be. It just always seemed like I told him he had to step it up a little higher than his development was. But now his senior year, he played number one last year, and he did pretty well. And he's playing number one this year. He took the first game, I can see right now, took the first game off of Solaris Knight, who's the top kid for the Maharishi team. So that's a good start for him. He would be probably second in our conference right now. He dropped a close match on Thursday to Clark's number one. We're going to rematch against them on Tuesday, and I expect to see a W in the column for him that time.
Coach, as I look at some of the names that come out in the paper and guys that are performing well this year, a few new names there as well, but who's been your number two guy? It seems like that maybe has bounced around a little bit this year. Talking with the coach, Joe George.
There?
Yeah, still got you, Coach. Talking about Hobie Hines, but seems like there's maybe been a few guys that have stepped up and been that number two guy on the lineup. Who's your number two going into this week, and who are some of the other guys are those contributors this year?
Well, number two on the lineup is Skylar Hoover, and he's made tremendous gains since a year ago. Sometimes Austin O'Leary's playing number two also, but like today he's playing baseball, so Skyler stepped up and filled in for those times when Austin hasn't been around. The doubles team of O'Leary and Hine actually is probably third in our district. Top two goes to state, so they're positioned pretty well if I decide to play them in doubles. To see a state qualifying team. Our district's pretty challenging this year, but I've got faith in them to do that. And number four is Carter Isley. Number five is newcomer of Blake Lawless. Two wrestlers that decided to give tennis a try this year, and they're doing pretty well. And then returning member from a year ago was Noah Belt. And I don't have him today either. Caleb White's stepping in for him today.
Well, you raided the wrestling room, buddy, and you got a lot of wrestlers out there.
I did. I raided the wrestling room.
Yeah, that's some really good athletes. And one of the things I've found is that, you know, if they may struggle a little bit early on if they haven't had the racket in their hand early in the season, but you take really good athletes and you get them the repetition, you can really build on those guys. It sounds like they're really making their mark here in their first year out.
That has been the plan. I had, as you said, I had three. I lost half my squad from last year, and I had three returning. So I had, and so I needed to fill in the bottom half. And Carter had never picked up a racket before. Blake had never picked up a racket before. Caleb White never picked up a racket before. But you know, we've been at this for about a month now, and they're winning matches. And Maharishi is pretty talented squad, but I'm expecting to give them a run here today and at least be in the top two.
Well, Coach, I look at Hobie and Austin O'Leary, and those two are really good. You have guys that are tremendous single players, and you got guys that are really good doubles players. Hobie and Austin, each individually, I think they thrive in the double scenario even more so than in singles. And those two guys with the athleticism and their ability to strike the ball, I really think they have a legitimate shot in getting the state.
I do, too. They were the... We played in a tournament last weekend, and they were up 7-5 playing to eight. They were up 7-5 against the number two seeded team in the district. And you know, tennis is as much or more mental than it is physical. And something just happened, and they dropped a match point and. Telefought back, and so I just had a little talk about how we're going to be mentally tough as we go into the district tournament, not let that happen again. But they were 1 point away from taking the number two seed and favored to go to state, so they can still do it.
Well, Coach, one of my favorite days over the last 4 years has been that Monday at the conference tennis meet. When's that coming up for you, and what a great time that is.
Yeah, that is probably my favorite year of, I like to make it a national holiday as much as I enjoy that day. That will be a week from Monday, and it's boys and girls. We've got two talented squads, both boys and girls teams, pretty talented. We've got opportunity to win conference titles for both of them. But not only that, as you said, that day, it's just a nice, relaxed atmosphere. We're competing hard, but we have the South Central Conference, and we all take the court, and when we come off the court, it doesn't matter what school you're from, you sit down and you have a sandwich together and get ready for your next round. And it's, to me, what high school athletics should be about.
It's a ton of fun. Everyone gets together, bring the grills, and put the tents up, and they all crash together and create their own little party. It's just one big party for all the different schools, and it's really a lot of fun to see everyone come together and have so much fun, and then you get to watch some really outstanding tennis.
Oh yeah, and it's all I know is South Central Conference, but I just love that our conference. Southern Iowa teams down here and kids that all compete against each other in many, many different sports, and they all know each other, and you can't have a better day highlighted with that talent and the camaraderie.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for coming by. I'm going to have you and your guys come by here maybe next Saturday morning and bring the guys in. We'll talk with them as you get ready to go into conference and course districts and a chance to get a conference title and to send some guys on to state. I think you got a legitimate shot to get a conference title, and then I really believe your number one doubles team has a shot to make it to state. And how that'd just be fitting in a year that's always done and gone to state.
Yeah, it would be a fitting way to send these two great seniors off.
Joe Judge, the head coach of the Albia tennis team, outstanding coach for Albia, does a great job with the guys, and boy, he's able to take good athletes and turn them into tremendous tennis players. And folks, if you have a young person that has never played tennis, get them involved with the tennis program. The boys and girls have outstanding tennis programs. You not only get to learn a great game, the game of tennis, but you also get to learn a lot about sportsmanship and Joe has a lot of fun doing it, and I promise you they'll have a great time being out for tennis. But keep your eye on this Albia tennis team. We're going to get them in here next Saturday morning and talk about the big conference tournament that's coming up Monday away, and we're going to be back here to the Corn 34 and 5 and wrap things up. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Crawl at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
You've been in the hospital, and it's time to begin your journey home. No matter where you had your hospital stay, Lucas County Health Center's skilled nursing care is available to help you regain your previous health and assist you with a safe transition back to home. Their team works closely with physicians to offer a safe, monitored environment where you receive individualized attention and care plans. To learn more, call 641-774-3267 or visit lchcia.com. Skilled nursing care at Lucas County Health Center. Continuous improvement. Close to home.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. What a beautiful day we got going on here in the heartland, and encourage you to get out and get out here to Community First Credit Union. They're going to brighten your day. And you come in, set up a new checking account. They're going to give you a really cool lantern. It's got the LED lights. They turn. Looks like a lantern. And they expand out. They turn and go different directions. And then come out and check out their amazing display here. And if you're looking for some of those big boy toys, those RVs, those boats, got a motorcycle in here this morning. They have tremendous terms to do that. And they make it easy because they do it locally. And it's not just some distant group that's trying to make a decision on people they don't know. Also, 1.99% on auto loans right now, folks. That's almost free. And so if you're looking for a new car, you want to get out here to the corner of 34 and 5 and let Community First Credit Union take good care of you. Want to give a shout out to all the young ladies and the young men that are heading to Ottumwa today for their dance recitals. It's going to be a beautiful day for all of them, and a big day for all those young people who put so many hours in learning their dance routines. They've been working on these things since the fall. So kudos to them, and their hard work will pay off today as they get to celebrate and their dance recitals. And that's where my day is going to be spent. So I'm looking forward to watching my beautiful princess, Miss Kinnick Summers, dance on that big stage and all of her friends. And what a great time it'll be this afternoon. Well, I want to thank Coach Joe Judge for stopping by and visiting with us. What an outstanding job he does as tennis coach here at Albia. A great teacher and a great coach, and we appreciate all he's doing. We also want to give a shout-out to the soccer team. Today at noon, Coach Gravert and the Albia soccer team will take the field with a chance to knock off, I think, the number 4 team. As Mid Prairie Wellman comes to town, and they've got the horses to do it, and it'll be fun. And next week we'll try to catch up with the track team. I have a feeling that they may have ran really fast in their sleep last night. They decided that the finish line was the bed. But we know how much they work, how hard they work, and we'll catch up with them and get them on the air. What a great group of athletes. Kudos to all of them. Kudos to you for making this a part of your Saturday morning. And with breaking news this morning, we are going to make the Friday night show not only over the air on the radio, but now on TV. And that'll be a lot of fun as fall starts to come its way. But let's enjoy this summer. You've been listening to the Corner 34 and 5. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner. Have a great Saturday.